Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. After an 11-day trip, which began in Tacoma, the Pacific Coast Steamship Company's steamer, Mexico, arrived at the Sitka Wharf at 12 noon, May 29, 1891, bringing the mail, 928 tons of freight, and 150 passengers, several of whom were tourists. Included on the passenger list was Mr. C.H. Canfield, who brought with him Sitka's first bicycle. This odd-looking machine was somewhat of a novelty to those locals who had remained island-bound in Sitka after the transfer, for they had never seen the likes before. Today, we're used to seeing trucks and cars in Sitka, but this is a fairly recent development, for vehicles didn't appear in numbers here until the late 1950s and early 1960s. Back in the early 1940s, entrepreneurial merchants Clarence and Hopewell Rands recognized the potential of bicycles and enlisted the help of their three teenage daughters to pedal a unique business venture. The Rands were originally from Corvallis, Oregon, where Clarence had been manager of a bank in the 1920s. Banks took it hard during the Great Depression, so upon hearing there were jobs in Alaska, Clarence relocated to Juneau in search of work at the advice of his buddy. Always looking for opportunities, the Rands moved to Sitka and opened a store in 1941 that was described by his daughter Barbara Rands Hames as a menagerie, for her parents were full of surprises when it came to the merchandise on their shelves. Among their wares were records and music-related items, but Barbara remembers them also taking shipments of bunny rabbits to sell during the Easter season. Yet among the most notable objects they sold and rented were bicycles, for Hopewell Rands had a love of cycling. Barbara recalls being impressed by her mother, Hopewell, who, along with the Episcopalian minister's wife, cycled daily from town to the dairy farm and back for their lunch-hour exercise. No small feat when one considers that the dairy farm was located at what is now the Paxton Industrial Park, with a road which has little resemblance to the paved bike path we see today. The Rands' opening of a bike shop displayed great timing, for it coincided with an influx of sailors and soldiers eager to explore our small burg. Barbara remembers that Sitka's riding surfaces were pretty much made up of dirt, mud, and gravel. However, with limited access to motor vehicles, the servicemen chose the next best thing, the Rands' fleet of bicycles. The Rands girls, Althea, Midge, and Barbara, who was the youngest at 12 years old, were tasked by their parents with not only renting, but also repairing their 20 or so bikes. This was no small job, for uneven streets led to numerous flat tires. Barbara remembers taking little joy in repairing the old tube tires. As well, when the fellas had a bit too much to drink, the girls would have to search around Sitka to retrieve deserted bikes left behind after the servicemen spent a night on the town. However, there was a positive payoff, for Barbara and her friend Pauline Ballinger Fredrickson learned how to ride bikes in front of the store. For most merchants, there always seems to be one customer who brings back memories. Barbara recalls with mirth a sailor from the naval base who had a few hours to kill and showed up to rent a bike for a recreational sightseeing journey. Evidently, the sailor had begun his recreation previous to the bike rental request, for the girls observed what appeared to be a whiskey flask protruding from his jacket pocket. Hence, they were skeptical about entrusting one of their precious bicycles to the sailor, since he seemed a bit sketchy and unsteady. However, not wishing to miss out on a rental or embarrass a member of the armed forces, the girls gave the Sea Dog the benefit of the doubt and rented him a bike. Off he went, literally. For soon after embarking on his trek, in a compromised state of equilibrium being something most people believe necessary for mastering the art of cycling, the poor gent crashed. His pileup was severe enough to evoke Murphy's Law, which dictates that bad must go to worse, for with the fall the woeful sailor broke his whiskey bottle, leaving him not only splayed upon the ground in full view of Sitka's young ladies, but also drenched in Old Crow. His pride took a further hit, for upon witnessing the sailors' haphazard handling of their precious merchandise, the Rands girls strode forward and confiscated the bike, sending the unlucky sailor walking away with newfound bumps and bruises, a whiskey-soaked jacket, and damaged pride. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.